This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Momentum appeared to be on the side of U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on Monday as a groundswell of Democratic lawmakers, governors, and financial donors expressed their support for her to be the party's presidential nominee in the November election after President Joe Biden dropped out of the race Sunday. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Biden called Harris to inform her of his decision Sunday morning, and by the afternoon, his campaign had formally changed its name to Harris for President. The VP inherits Biden's political operation with more than 1,000 staffers and a multi-million-dollar war chest. A person familiar with the matter says Harris spent much of Sunday surrounded by family and staff and made more than 100 calls to Democratic officials to line up their support. Reaching out to Democratic Party delegations from Florida to New Hampshire to the Carolinas, the Associated Press found many have already lined up behind Harris, while others plan to hold conference calls today. If Harris does lock up the nomination, she must also pick a running mate and boost her candidacy with just 2.5 months between the end of the Democratic convention in Chicago and Election Day. I'm Jennifer King.
U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to bow out of the 2024 presidential race has left a lot of uncertainty with U.S. allies overseas. Speaking to reporters ahead of the European Union's foreign minister meeting in Brussels Monday, Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell acknowledged the uncertainties but said it was up to the U.S. voters to decide what happens next.
Well, the Americans have to decide who they want to be in the White House. And certainly, I'm sure it will be quite an important difference for the transatlantic relationship depending on who is there. But it is the U.S. citizens to decide. I don't want to interfere. I don't think it's our role to go and to tell the American what do they have to do.
For more on this story and all the stories we're covering today, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A new report from the international aid group, Doctors Without Borders, known better by their French acronym, MSF, has accused Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid forces they're battling of a blatant disregard for human life, as it described the widespread violence being inflicted on Sudanese civilians. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Between the 15th of August until the 30th.
They have, the medical aid group said, faced repeated attacks, abuse and exploitation by both sides. And the physical and mental wounds have been exacerbated, according to an MSF report, by the collapse of Sudan's healthcare system and a lack of international humanitarian response. Vicky Hawkins is General Director for MSF Netherlands.
Since May, MSF-supported hospitals or premises have been hit by shelling or airstrikes at least 5 times, leading to the deaths of health workers and patients, including children.
Hawkins said sexual and gender-based violence is pervasive.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. China and the Philippines have apparently come to an agreement over a long-disputed shoal in the South China Sea. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
China and the Philippines say they've reached a deal intended to end confrontations at the most fiercely disputed shoal in the South China Sea. The Philippines occupies Second Thomas Shoal, but China also claims it, and increasingly hostile flare-ups between them have sparked fears of larger conflict that could involve the U.S. The deal was reached after a series of meetings between Philippine and Chinese diplomats in Manila and exchanges of diplomatic notes that aimed to reach an agreement at the shoal without conceding either side's territorial claims. Neither side has provided any details on the deal announced on Sunday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is headed to Washington, leaving behind a brutal war, to make a politically precarious speech before a joint session of the U.S. Congress. Departure Monday comes at a time of great uncertainty following U.S. President Joe Biden's withdrawal from the presidential race, with efforts ongoing to bring about a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, rising concerns of the war spreading to Lebanon and Yemen, and a U.S. in the midst of a dizzying election campaign. Netanyahu's speech has the potential to cause disarray on both sides of the ocean. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.